I'm delighted to be joined by Mary O'Hanlon, who is the chairman of the Parents Association of Naiscull Ede down in Raheny. Mary, good morning, or good afternoon just at this stage. How are you today?
Afternoon, Connor. Not too bad on a beautiful day.
Oh, fabulous, isn't it? Oh, to be
fabulous,
out in it, you know.
Day.
Anyway,
yeah, exactly.
Thanks for joining us today. And what you want to have a chat about today is you've a new campaign to buy a brick for the school. Can you explain a bit about it, please, to our listeners?
I'm the chair of the Parents Association in Naiscull Ede, which is the junior school in Raheny. The school is there since about 1958. It has 400 pupils, boys and girls. It's a mixed school. Our principal is Mrs. Claire Ring. And to be honest, it's an absolutely fantastic school. I have five kids and my youngest is going through the school at the moment. It's very conducive to happy learning and happy children. It really is fantastic. But as with a lot of schools, a lot of the buildings need replacing.
Yes.
There are five prefabs at the back of the school. They're more than 20 years, Connor, and they're falling apart.
Yeah.
And they badly need replacing. So a couple of years ago, Rory Quinn, who was then the Minister of Education, came to visit, agreed they needed replacing, and funding was granted. 2 years ago, which was great, but that the design process, the planning process, takes at least that length of time, and costs have risen hugely since. So there's going to be a shortfall. We don't have exact figures because the project is only out to tender at the moment, but we know there's going to be a shortfall. So that's where we come in. The Parents Association have stepped in to try and raise the 75,000 we figure will really help.
Right. Yeah, well, of course, in fairness, I can understand that all these things are agreed so far in advance by the minister and all that kind of stuff. It's all signed off.
Exactly.
And then, as you're saying, it goes out to tender and all that kind of stuff. And suddenly...
And it's a long process.
Yes. Yeah. And, and that suddenly, you know...
Suddenly there's a gap.
Suddenly there's a gap and people are going, I thought this was all signed off. And it has
been,
but things have moved on since then.
Yeah, we need more money. And the main reason we've stepped in is that the school have never asked the parents for money. I'm there since 2005. We've never been asked for money besides the book list, which everybody gets asked for.
Yes.
But we have never been asked for a penny. So we figure 75,000 is a doable amount of money for us because we have never been asked for money. And that's why we're asking all of the families of children, past, present and future, to come and help us to raise this amount of money. And more importantly, nearly, is to get the local businesses behind us, because they might have more disposable cash than individual families would have that would be able to help a big project.
Yeah.
We have written to all the local businesses through the Raheny Business Association and asked them to donate money towards our campaign, which I didn't actually name yet, which is Buy a Brick. Scull Ede Buy a Brick campaign. We launched it mid-May with Brian Fenton, the Dublin footballer, who's a past pupil. He came down and launched it for us. We
Brilliant.
Put photographs into the Northside People and everything. Brian has been fantastic. He's even bought a brick. His name is up on the wall. So how people buy bricks, which cost 100, 250 or 1,000. You go onto the Naiscull Ede, Naiscull, Naiscull means junior school, Naiscull Ede website, and just click on the big Buy a Brick logo that's beautifully put in the middle
center,
of the page.
I saw that,
and you go through the donate page, and within a day or so, your name comes up on our gorgeous virtual coloured wall. Your name will be up on that as having bought your brick. A couple of local businesses already have. We really need more of them. An Omega surveying crowd gave us €1,000, which we're really grateful for, and we're hoping more will follow. We also have a Facebook page, Naiscull Ede Buy a Brick Facebook page, and you can click on a donate button on that also. To buy a brick. So we just need people to get behind us to really support it, and particularly businesses. The wall, the virtual wall that you see when you go online, the beautiful coloured wall, will be transferred to the new building.
All right,
the names will be there forever.
Right, brilliant.
When it's all done and finished, it'll be framed and put up in some way on the new building, and it'll be a lovely feature because it looks beautiful.
Yes, yeah.
So it'll be a lovely feature up on the new wall.
And especially,
so
as you're saying, you know, that the school has been there since 1958, you know,
exactly.
So many people must have,
huge
you know, and
number.
Have
yes,
gone through the school and moved, of course, moved on and whatever to. You know, and what we'll do here is we'll podcast the interview and we put it up on Twitter and all that kind of stuff. So,
great.
You know,
if somebody
misses something today, that they may pick it up and hear it, you know, kind of somewhere along the way.
Yeah, and the main thing is that they just have a quick look at the naiscullede.ie, the school website. You can't miss the Buy a Brick. It's a beautiful website anyway. The teachers do a fantastic website with pictures of the kids and everything, but just click on the Buy a Brick and it's as simple as that, and give us the money, as they say.
Yeah, well, without putting too fine a point on it, Mary.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. But no, we're just hoping that everybody will get behind us. It's a fun, it really is. As I keep saying to people, if I could keep my five kids there until leaving CERT, I would. Yeah. Clare Ring runs a really lovely school. They follow the Ashter Montessori-based programme, and it's a gorgeous atmosphere in the school. It really is. Makes happy kids out of them. It really does. So we just need people to go on to niscolita.ie or the Niscolita Buy a Brick Facebook page and buy a brick or a few bricks or multiples of all of those amounts of bricks.
Or even, can I like say, if you're a family and things are tight, like, let's be honest, even if yeah. you wanted to send you 20 quid, you know, you'd happily,
absolutely,
I'm sure, happily accept something like that.
A couple of people to buy a brick together.
Exactly, yeah. Or, you know, or as you're saying, if there was a family. Yeah, if there was a family, as you're saying, if there was three or four kids or down through the years have gone through it, maybe they could just, you know, put in their family name and throw in
absolutely,
20 or 30 euros
absolutely.
Each.
Absolutely, my in-laws will be doing something like that. They've all been through the school. And people can also drop into, we have a wonderful secretary in Scolida, Madeline. And people can drop into Madeline and donate directly to her and she'll give them a receipt.
Yeah, because
if people aren't online, you know.
Yes, well, see, that's the other thing. Not everybody of a certain age who may have gone to the school online,
absolutely,
started in 1958, would be. Now, I have to be very careful to get into all sorts of strife.
Absolutely.
With Silver Surfers would be onto me giving out socks. But, you know, there are some people who may not be online and they can.
And several people have done that already. A couple of older people have come into the school and said they're not online.
Mature people.
You're too older than myself.
or more older than me as well, you know. Well, look.
They can drop into Madeline and they get a lovely welcome as always from Madeline and they can donate that way.
Okay, well, look, is there anything else we should know about this or that just that it's all online?
I think
that
basically it's mainly all online or drop into the school, launched by Brian Fenton, and it's just to reach the for 75,000. We will have a golf classic in September, 23rd
right.
of September.
Okay.
That will be up on the website and on the Facebook page as well in St. Anne's Golf Club.
Brilliant.
Down on Bull Island.
Bull Island, yeah. So keep an eye out for that. Yeah.
Keep an eye out for that on the Facebook page. That could be launched middle of June and we're hoping we'll get people out. We're hoping we might get the male members of the families out.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
That's
yes,
that's the way it works, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, look, we won't go there on that one.
Off.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, look, Mary, thanks very much for taking the call and the very best
and
of
Connor,
luck with
really
it.
I really appreciate it.
No
Thank
bother.
You very much.
No
we'll
bother.
Keep, we'll keep you informed.
Yeah, do.
Where we're
let
going.
Us know how things are going on that. You're
Thank
very
you,
good.
Connor.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.
We
Thank you.
Thank you.
No bother. Thanks. And that was Mary O'Hanlon, who is the chairman of the Parents Association down the school in Raheny. And if you can't buy a brick, maybe, you know, throw them a few bob, even if it's only 20 or 30 euros. I think they'd be absolutely delighted with that, and I think it's a great cause.